Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
That game should have been a blowout last night in favor of the Warriors. So I don't know if that speaks highly of the Magic for being able to hang in a game like that, or if it speaks poorly of the Warriors for letting the Magic hang around in a game that they should have won that one by 20 last night.
Well, I mean, there's a reason that Golden State is 10th in the Western Conference standings right now and fighting for their play-in lives, not playoff lives. They're fighting just to see some extra games of basketball when everything is said and done. So I think it says a little bit about Golden State and their lack of ability to step on the opponent's neck, if you will, kick them while they're down. That's how you win ball games in the NBA. And that's what, I mean, Steph Curry and the Warriors have done for so long. And that's what you heard LeBron and JJ say it on their podcast. Steph is what put the fear in opponents' eyes of a 20-point lead with 5 minutes left in the game is not safe when you're going up against your opponent these days in the NBA. You can't bring in the subs at the entire fourth quarter like you used to. Those guys credited Steph Curry for that. So we got to see it in full display last night there. I know points in the paints, I don't know what the final numbers were. That was another crucial piece to the game where the Warriors, at least in the first half, were really giving it to the Magic. Not a ton of protection around the rim. So just a couple of things didn't go your way, and they certainly added up for Orlando.
One of the things that I think I'm going to stop referring to as some form of NBA analyst in this life that we live is the, they're on the second night of a back-to-back. Oh, how are they ever going to score the basketball? What if their legs literally fall off of their hips? I'm done with that. Done with it. These are professional basketball players that are used to doing this, and the numbers back it up. I kick myself for having brought up as many times, oh, the Warriors on the second night of a back-to-back. They're 10-5,
right,
on the second night of a back-to-back. So I decided to pull up. What are the records around the NBA? Second night of a back-to-back. Boston's 11-2. This isn't against the spread, by the way. These are straight up wins and losses. Milwaukee's 9-3. Phoenix is 9-4. Denver's 8-4. The Thunder 7-5. Dallas 7-5. These are above 500. You when you think of second night of back-to-back, you're like, oh, I mean, just chalk it up as an L. That's not the case. The best teams in the league, they're pros, especially these veterans. They know how to manage their bodies. And you notice what all of those teams have in common. They've got guys that have been in the league forever. They know how to manage this stuff.
That's the kicker. I think that should you rely so heavily on, oh, it's the second night of a back-to-back, so we're not going to get their A game? No, you shouldn't prepare in that fashion. You shouldn't expect that heading into the game. But just like you mentioned, what do those teams have in common? They're in the top half of their conference standings, and they're teams that have been in the playoffs. They're teams that have experience and have veterans. You flip it to the other side. What's the Magic second night of a back-to-back? Their numbers aren't as strong. You know, go to some of the teams in the you know, 7 through 12 in the standings, you're going to find reverse numbers. So I think it's pick and choose at what points that you factor that in. I think it plays a factor, maybe not what we've made it out to be.
Steph Curry is the straw that stirs the drink for Golden State. He's one of the most well-conditioned athletes in the world. And we're worried that he has to play a basketball game 2 days in a row. This should not factor into analysis. It shouldn't. If anything, the reverse should factor into analysis. You haven't played in long enough. Or it's been too long since you've played.
Right.
In fact, the Orlando Muse shared this statistic. You may have seen it. The Magic on 3 days of rest this year, 0-4.
Yeah.
Oh, extra rest, back-to-back. The numbers bared it out. We should have seen this one coming. Or should have at least... I looked at that game last night like, oh, great time to catch the Warriors. No, it's not. We have to stop saying that. I have to stop saying that. Not a good time to catch the Warriors. Not a good time to catch good basketball teams. Good basketball teams show up when it's their job to play basketball.
Let's say it's never really a good time to catch a team that is that has been as good as the Warriors are, or have a player as good as Steph Curry. I want to say this, BK. We've seen just about every superstar in the league this season come here to Orlando now at this point, and no player has the magnitude on the court as what Steph Curry does. And in case anyone needed to be reminded, last night was the point of it, and it was an off night for Steph.
Explain what you mean when you say that, because I think it's different than what most people the way that most people interpret that.
There are players in the league that you need to give extra attention when they have the ball in their hands. Some of the best scorers in the league. We're talking about the Kevin Durants, the Shays, the Lucas. You need to have extra sets on eyes on them. And you need to send those double teams. You need to have more defensive pressure on them at all times if you want to come out in the positive end. Take that attention and pressure for some of the other superstars in the league. Apply that by 5. Apply that by 10 for Steph Curry. How particular he is. How constantly moving he is. He's a mosquito out there on the court. He's never sitting still. That's a credit to him. That's credit to Steve Kerr. They use him every single play. Is a screen on the ball, a screen off of the ball, whether he's coming off the screen, setting the screen. You don't know how to defend a Steph Curry screen because you can't give him any space at any point on the court. So what do? You know that whoever is on ball defending is chasing around him. Whoever is helping has to go double team him, which requires the off ball men to step up and replace. It causes chaos for defense, whether Steph has the ball or not. And again, it doesn't stop. It's not give the ball to Kevin Durant and go let him score. That's not the case with Steph. You're running so many sets. There's so much movement that you need all 5 sets of eyes on him, and it's very easy to get distracted, get away from your man. It's one of the reasons why we saw Steph have 10-plus assists last night.
Yeah, with ease last night, he was able to pull that off. He works you mentally and physically. You have to be well-conditioned and on your A-game, and the Magic were not. One of my big issues with this team right now, and obviously, I'm happy with where the season is at. We talked about this during the game last night. Look at the two teams that were taking the court. One of them's fighting for their play-in lives. The other one is hoping to solidify the 4 or the 3 seed. And that second one is the Magic. It's usually the Warriors. Right. So the Magic are in a good spot. I'm not overreacting to one game or a set of games, but, and maybe it'll come out this way, I believe that if we were to rank these games in this 82-game season on a level of importance, the 3 biggest games this team has played have been against the Oklahoma City Thunder on Shaq Night. That was on TNT. That one's at the top of the list because of the spotlight. They got smacked. The Friday night game against the New York Knicks, the last game in the series, when they had the chance to overtake them in the standings, they got smacked. Last night against the Golden State Warriors with Steph in the house and a chance to not drop your second game in a row at home with playoff seeding on the line, felt like the 3rd biggest game of the year. They are 0-3 in those games. This is my concern with this team. They're really good right now. They're much better than I thought they would be this year. But those 3 games are a nice little peek at what the playoffs are going to look like. And I don't think the Magic are rising to the occasion.
Okay, I have a baseball question for you. I know you're a bigger baseball fan than I am. You're Orioles. You love your Orioles. But a story ran in the Orlando Sentinel opening day today. And the story essentially said, do the Tampa Bay Rays need to win a World Series to sort of validate the success they've had? They've had the third most victories in Major League Baseball since 2008 behind the Dodgers and the Yankees. They've had 9 playoff berths last 5 seasons. They've made the playoffs. They've made 2 World Series, but they've never won one. Do they need to win a World Series to validate what they are?
Absolutely. And they're not going to, unfortunately. I don't think they're going to be better this year than they were a year ago. They do have that Miami Heat quality where the second we count them out, here come the Tampa Bay Rays, just more buttoned up than everybody else. But losing Wander Franco, they finally decided to pay a guy, which the Rays haven't done in a long time. And that guy now is under some major investigation and probably will never play baseball for them again. That's a huge hit. They lost right. Tyler Glass now. They lost Blake Snell a couple of years ago. You can only lose so many great players and still remain atop a division that is getting better. The Yankees add Juan Soto. You know they're going to be aggressive at the deadline if they need to be. And the Orioles are right there with the Diamondbacks, the two best really young teams in Major League Baseball. Doesn't feel like the Rays' year. They have to win a championship at some point to validate it. I go to the Trop at least twice a year every season. Mike, if I see one more we made it to the wild card round banner in that stadium, I'm going to throw up in my mouth. How can you celebrate that as consistently as they do? This organization should have loftier expectations than, ooh, we made the playoffs.
Hey, they do it with a lot less than some of these other teams. I think making the playoffs and being one of the better teams in the league, I don't think that they've validated themselves with me. They don't have to win a championship to validate themselves.
They don't even like, okay, then even if you wanted to ease up on that, you talk about a media that's easy on a team. Good Lord, with the Rays, are you kidding? They can't even make it past the first round these days. They have this incredible regular season. They do nothing with it. I'm going to wrap with a baseball question for you because I heard you go on your annual diatribe about how you used to be a big baseball fan. Yeah. I've heard this. You and I did a show together for many years. I've heard this
every
more
year.
Times than maybe anybody listening.
Every
to
opening
shows.
Day I do it.
Every Travis. Single one. It's the same. It's like hearing Brian Fritz tell the Christmas Globe story at this point. My question for you is, what would it actually take? Because every year you say you're going to get back into baseball and it never happens. What would it actually take for you to become something close to the baseball fan that you were when you were a kid?
That's very easy. Very easy. It would take a baseball team in Orlando. It would take
a
baseball.
Say that.
It would take a baseball team in my hometown, and I consider Orlando my hometown. I've been here for 25 years. I brought this up to Mark Daniels earlier this week when I was in Jacksonville, working in Jacksonville. I watched the NBA, but I wasn't a huge NBA fan. I didn't watch a whole lot of NBA games. I watch more NBA games than I do Major League Baseball games now, but when I moved to Orlando and the Magic were a big deal, I got into it. I got into it as a media member. I got into it. I would go to games, you know, take whoever I was dating at the time to Magic games. It was a social event. My friends are Magic fans as well. So I think it would have to be – I just don't have the time to invest in Major League Baseball if I don't have a team in town to pull for or to cover. So it would take an actual team in Orlando. If Pat Williams can get it done, he can make me a baseball fan.
Well, you are welcome on the Baltimore Orioles bandwagon whenever you are ready. I'll even give you my MLB package login if you promise you'll use it. Something to consider, Mike.
That's okay.
So number two here, we spoke about this yesterday. An extension looms for UCF men's head basketball coach Johnny Dawkins. Meanwhile, his counterpart, Gus Malzahn, has UCF's 2025 recruiting class ranked 14th in the country. So I pose this question to you. that I posed to UCF fans today. I just wanted to see if I could make them squirm a little bit. And the poll that I threw out there is, there it is. Which coach do you believe in more going forward in the Big 12? Johnny Dawkins or Gus Malzahn? How would you answer that?
Well, I'll start with this. I know who won this vote because I myself voted on it and was on the losing side.
It's overwhelming on one side.
Going Johnny Dawkins is the more... That's the losing side,
that was
correct?
The losing,
yes,
side.
No, I think it's Johnny Dawkins. And a part of it, to a sense of, Gus Malzahn is a huge brand. And UCF fans, if anyone who's been on the Fire Malzahn train, you have to realize that Malzahn's presence in Orlando and at UCF goes bigger than just the X's and O's on the field, as much as you want your head coach to be a master of that. So his brand is huge, but I think it's tougher at this point from what we've seen this year from the coaching carousel for a school like UCF. It would be tougher to replace a Dawkins than it would be to replace a Malzahn. And again, it's very difficult to say that. But I think, again, you're seeing Louisville really struggle to get a coach. They're bringing in what seems to be a coach from Charleston is going to be the next head coach of Louisville. So I think it's more harder to bring in a quality basketball coach to take you to the promised land than it is a football coach
level. I mean, if you're right about that, if UCF's football job opened up, there would be coaches around the country clamoring for that one. The fact that Gus Malzahn has this program as the 14th ranked recruiting class right now is the it probably doesn't stick, but like the fact that it's even there for a minute is incredible. For so that goes a long way. I'm not a big believer in Gus Malzahn the game day coach, but right. It's hard to deny what he's doing on the recruiting trail. I think Gus Malzahn has way more volatility than Johnny Dawkins does. Johnny Dawkins is going to deliver you. UCF will never be in the basement with Johnny Dawkins. I think they'll always be kind of steady, but I'm not sure what the upside is. With Gus Malzahn, I could see things getting pretty ugly. So I tend to agree with you. Who do I believe in more going forward? It's hard to stay steady in the Big 12. And look what he was able to do in year one. So I think I would go Dawkins, but I did have to, I thought about this, this question. It popped into my head and I thought, it's not an easy answer. I'm going to put it out to some people.
Yeah. What was the final split on the poll?
73% on Malzahn, 27% on Johnny Dawkins.
Yeah, I think it's closer than that. I really do. But again, you can't deny the brand that is Gus Malzahn.
So number three, in line with kind of what we're talking about here with college basketball, FAU found their new head coach, John Jacus, an assistant at Baylor, highly thought of in the profession. Jacus and FAU agreed to a five-year contract. The financial terms were not disclosed, but he was the assistant under Scott Drew for seven seasons, including the team's national championship win in 2021. He also spent time as the Gonzaga director of operations under Mark Few before that. Well, so this guy is a hell of a resume.
That's what Scott Drew came from, Mark Few. He is a part of that tree. So a lot of times those two can be intertwined. I think that's, you're getting a number two from a very quality program in Baylor. Is it Dusty May right now? No, maybe not, but could lead to some success down the line, especially with what they've been able to produce on the court.
Yeah, it's that sort of hire makes me go, okay, maybe if this Johnny Dawkins thing doesn't work out over time, you can get a coach like that. I don't know if that's, I think UCF would be able to. They're in the Big 12. I know FAU's had this success recently, but that's the kind of coach that UCF would get if Johnny doesn't work out.
Potentially. There would be a number two out there for a Power 5 school that would jump at it. Yeah. I do agree. I don't know if it's coming from a program such as Baylor.
Do you think he chases that job just because they've had recent success?
Baker Mayfield got a contract for one win in the NFL.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own. You've got a business to worry about and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show. I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
Talk about Orlando City. They notched their very first win this past weekend, which is nice to bring our total to 4 points. It was a 2-0 win. Did you happen to see any of the game, any of the match?
You know, I've had trouble with the Magic schedule being able to really lock in, but of course, always checking out what this what this team is doing. It looks like Austin FC is in a world of hurt right now for however bad Orlando City had been playing, and it's more result driven than it is bad play. Austin FC is in a world of hurt as they try and establish themselves in MLS.
Yeah, yeah. So, how dare you, sir, belittle our win.
And then we're going to find out soon.
I'm
because
just saying that
we have to play New York, and New York just crushed Messi and those guys 4-0. So we're going to find out for real coming up on the 30th if it's the real deal.
I'm just saying it's not. You got to beat the teams that are on your schedule, but don't overrate what you saw. This was what you would call in the business a slump buster that that Orlando City at the perfect time in the year got this team on their schedule because they needed exactly this, some sort of confidence boost. And I do think Orlando City has talent. It's been covered on this show in weeks past. It's not that they can't score. It's that they haven't been scoring. They're creating chances for themselves. And when you do that, you put yourself in a really good opportunity to win. But, Jim, I think I saw the stat. The total shots taken in this game was 22-3 in favor of Orlando City. Either Orlando City's that good all of a sudden or Austin's that bad. You tell me.
I don't care. All I know is I want them to shoot it. I want shots on goal. I don't care where it's from. They can do it from the stands. I just want to give it a shot. It just always seems that differential is always terrible for us, that we just simply don't make any attempts. And you can't, you know, you're not going to make goals if you don't make attempts. And I'm glad to see him shooting 22-3. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, no, that match is exactly what you want to see from Orlando City. Good defense, chances created, and you end up scoring not one, but two goals. Yeah. So we press on with a tinge of confidence for Orlando City. Much needed win for the Lions. Seeking out podcast production just like this? Check out Authentic Audio Productions by visiting our website, AuthenticAudioPro.com. We specialize in audio production of any kind, commercials, live endorsements, and podcast production. We can make you sound this good and help you tell your story. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Follow the show. Keep up on Facebook by becoming a certified Zonehead. Also on Instagram at Zoneheads Orlando and on YouTube. Thanks so much for checking out this week's episodes. Continue to let the internet know that we're out here. Follow us, rate us, review us. We greatly appreciate it. Done for the week. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.